Welcome. So happy it's Monday. It's ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White, doing a special Monday episode. We're usually here Thursdays, and we'll continue to be on Thursdays, but doing these two Mondays here to fill in.
Back by popular demand, though.
Sure, we'll say that.
We have the mic, right?
That's right, we have the mic. In studio with us today, Lawrence Kopp, commercial broker. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And also David Stapleton, senior loan officer with AmeriFirst Financial.
Thank you very much for having me, too.
All right. David specializes in USDA loans, 100%
Correct.
Financing.
Correct.
As well as has a new program here, 90% loan to value.
100% financing. That sounds pretty interesting right now.
100% financing, loan product, USDA loan, and we're certainly going to talk about exactly what that means. Also, Larry is working with a lot of the sustainable building, green and sustainable building, mostly for the commercial sector.
That's right.
As well as multifamily investments.
Exactly.
So ahead of us on the show today, condo conversion market. I think Larry's going to let us know, is that back? Maybe it is.
Maybe.
We'll find out. And what it means to have an LEED certification. This is a green building standard. And who that really benefits, the community, the landlord, the tenant, and kind of how that whole process works. And a little bit of foreshadowing, as we talked about, 90% LTV,
correct,
how that's coming back in the marketplace. And is that indicative of any changes?
And when you mean LTV, you mean loan to value.
Loan to value.
10% down these days. And in some cases, I guess you're saying 100%
down. Well, basically what they're doing with the 90% is it's a way to avoid the PMI, okay, private mortgage insurance, and get somebody in with 10% down and still avoid that PMI factor.
Yeah, don't get me started about mortgage insurance
right now.
I mean, because FHA is coming out with that program where they're going to make it permanent. Isn't that right?
That's coming up starting April 1st.
Yep. Yeah, that's going to cause some problems.
That component of it starts in June, though. So, yeah, but basically it's going to change the FHA game a lot, yes.
So why does someone want to avoid mortgage insurance?
Well, basically, if you're looking at, let's say, an FHA loan, you're looking at 1.25% of what the payment is per year. I mean, you're looking on a $300,000 purchase at about $350 a month in private mortgage.
Extra.
So
it's not a write-off.
And it's not a write-off.
That's it right there.
So, and then if you go with a conventional loan, a Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac sort of loan, it drops a little bit, but you still have that factor where you're paying a couple extra $100 a month on top of the payment.
I mean, when it comes down to it, you're looking at your bottom line, how much it's going to cost you to own that property, and the different loan programs that are out there. If you've got mortgage insurance, people have been able to get out of it, you know, as a way of saving money or refinancing out of it. But I guess it's going to change.
Well, it is changing, but the biggest question that I get when I sit down with a new buyer is, what is it? What is private mortgage insurance? Why is it there, and how can we get rid of it? So the program that I was talking to you guys about is basically we're doing the old-fashioned 80-10-10. It's an 80% first loan with a 10% home equity line of credit and then 10% down. So that way the money that they're putting into the house payment, the interest for the first loan and the second loan is something that they can write off on their taxes, at least.
But by
now.
Doing that, you can avoid that PMI, that
exactly.
mortgage insurance that is just a waste of money, really, right?
I tend to agree. Yeah, absolutely. So you're paying somebody, you're supporting the investors by, you know, you're guaranteed that he's going to get his money back if something was to happen.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking with David Stapleton here, the senior loan officer from AmeriFirst Financial. We're talking about refinancing.
And purchases both.
And purchases both, where we're getting rid of that PMI.
Right, exactly.
Well, so while we're on the topic of refinance, what's today's rate today?
I mean, if we're talking as of, you know, last Friday, VA and FHA loans were in the low threes to mid threes still on a 30-year fixed. And a conventional loan, you're looking at high threes to maybe the low fours, depending on your credit score, your down payment. There's a lot of factors that go into it,
good.
But the rates are still very low.
I have an interest rate of what?
Above 5%,
Above 5%,
right.
I need to start thinking about refinancing.
Exactly. And if you have an FHA or a VA loan with a rate of 4.5% or higher, I think you would still need to look into it. There's still opportunity.
So let's say that one more time. Interest rate 4.5% or 5% above. If you got an interest rate above 4.5% to 5%, it's time to start thinking about refinancing. The helpline, 888 888- 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. It's my cell phone. Leave a message. We'll get back to you with the appropriate information. If you have a rate above 4.5% to 5%,
that's correct,
it's worth thinking about a refinance.
Yeah, I mean, even if you've got mortgage insurance, right? I mean, that may make a difference. If someone's going to save $300 a month, I mean, why wouldn't you?
Well, here's the other thing with that 80-10-10 program. You could do that on a refinance too. So if you have an appraisal issue where the value is a little bit lower than 80% or higher than 80%, you can split it up and still allow them to get out of that PMI.
It still blows me away right now with the way that the economy has caused these interest rates to be so low. You know, and we were talking earlier. What was the interest rate that you had when you purchased your first
house,
home?
The interest rate was 16.25%.
Let that be. Yeah. I mean, 16%, you know, double-digit interest rates.
Right.
Imagine what that would do to the economy right now. And like you said, you had purchased a home for...
It was an $88,000 purchase. My payment was $1,500 a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to equate that into today's market, you could go $300,000 purchase, FHA, and have a payment of $1,500 a month. So a big difference.
Well, $300,000 purchase kind of takes us to Larry's first topic here, condo conversions. I would think a lot of those are going to wind up right in that $300,000 range. At least they were way back when.
Absolutely.
Are we seeing more condo conversions? And how does that work?
We're not seeing any condo conversions yet. But some of our clients that were active in the condo conversion market back in 03, 04, 05 are talking like they might want to start getting back into it because of the shortage of inventory in this market.
Mm-hmm.
And of course,
it's all
rates.
Coming back. We're starting to see builders, you know, they're getting active right now.
Yeah.
People are that have survived, frankly, are getting back into that industry.
Yeah, and talk about the land constraints we have, especially in San Diego. There's not a whole lot of land left to build. So if you can take something that's existing, it's a lot easier to convert it, sell it off, than it is to build something.
So just so we're clear, condo conversion typically means I'm going to go out and purchase, or I already own, an existing apartment building,
correct,
probably multifamily building,
mm-hmm,
and I'm going to do usually cosmetic renovations to it, but there probably are some structural changes that are necessary to actually get the condo certification, but paperwork, file the paperwork appropriately so that I can sell them individually.
Exactly.
That's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and mostly you want to do just the cosmetic work to make it look really pretty and package it and put a bow on it and get someone really excited about home ownership.
What can one expect? I mean, let's say that I have a multifamily building or go out and buy one. I'm going through all this extra work in hopes of getting a higher return as opposed to selling it as a multifamily building. What kind of numbers are they seeing? I mean, why would people do this?
Why would an apartment owner decide?
Yeah, why would someone convert? What more? How much can I make by
make
doing
money,
so?
Right?
Well, I think
how much?
Yeah.
There's a difference in the mentality between a condo converter and an apartment investor.
Okay.
And I think the converters were into the business, get in, do their renovation, and sell.
Right.
Whereas a lot of the apartment owners look for long-term holds, you know, to get a stable return on their investment. So you really have, they're usually two different types of people that get into that business. The condo converters, you know, they get in, they get their tentative map in place. They notify the tenants that they're going to be converting, and then they start selling.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I think this is important is I believe this is evidence that the real estate market is coming back. And I believe that the perception is that the bottom is either here or behind us. And when we see people start changing this long-term kind of steady investment that you get from multifamily property into a once-and-done flip-and-get-out condo conversion, I think that's evidence that people are banking on the market continuing on its way up.
Well, what I've noticed is when the marketplace makes a move like this, for example, in the last 5 years, it's been a renter's market. You know, the renters have been – it's been tough out there finding a place to rent. Because a lot of people lost their home. A lot of people decided not to buy because home prices were going down. Why would you?
Right.
You know, and it's really difficult to get a mortgage. It has been really difficult to get a mortgage. So the rentals out there have been in demand. I mean, people have lined up for it. So now with the shift, now that people are shifting towards the mindset of let's get out there, let's buy a house right now. Interest rates are low. Home prices are going up. The news is out. What's happening right now? Are you seeing vacancies go up?
We're not seeing vacancies go up. There's still demand for rentals out there. The last few years, people have been downsizing. They've been getting into roommate situations because they want to save money if they're on unemployment. Now I think people are getting to a comfortable place where they feel like it's time to start, you know, looking for either a home for themselves or they're building a family. And, you know, let's face it, Americans still want the American dream of owning a home. So, you know, now is the time that people, with the rates being low, it's a good time to get out there and start looking for homes. But let's face it, in the last few years, most of the home buyers have been investors, right? And exactly. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the homes that have been selling in the last few years are not to to owner users, they're investors.
The helpline, 888-551-2593, 888-551-2593. Larry Kopp in studio here talking about multifamily market. When we come back, he's going to go over the LEED green certification, as well as David is going to tell us more about both the 100% financing loan and his 90% financing loan.
Get rid of that PMI.
That's right.
Private mortgage insurance. We don't need it.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Would you like a free copy of your real credit report? Hi, Mr. Credit here. For the first time in the history of credit reporting, you can get a truly free credit report with all three bureaus and all three scores, a complete mortgage credit report with no surprises. You sign into a free account, so it's 100% secure as well. Call 888-888-0154 or go to freemrcreditreport.com today. That's 888-888-0154 or freemrcreditreport.com to get your free credit report right now. Just click on the apply button in the top right corner of the page, freemrcreditreport.com. That's freemrcreditreport.com. Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Hey, Ray Lucia here. You know, according to Ned Davis research, the average bull market runs about 2 years. The current bull market is nearly 4 years old. Now, on top of that, you've got low interest rates, a fight brewing on the debt ceiling, fiscal cliff 2.0, and a very dysfunctional Congress. So what's an investor to do for income and growth yet still manage risk? Well, that is exactly what the Brain Trust will be discussing at the upcoming 2013 Retirement Forum, sponsored by RJL Wealth Management, and it's right here in San Diego. This town hall style discussion is something you do not want to miss. And the best part is it's all free. So join me, Ray Lucia, Rick the Professor Plum, and tax lawyer Rob Butterfield as we discuss retirement Saturday, March 9th at 9 a.m. at the La Jolla Marriott. Call 877-PLANNER, then press the number 2. That's 877-PLANNER, or register online at discussretirement.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, member SIPC, and affiliate of RJL Wealth Management. Neither Ray Lucia, CFP, nor Rick Plum are registered representatives of any securities firm, including Lucia Securities.
If you are like a lot of people, you're starting to see signs your parents are aging. It happens to all of us. If you and your family are in that situation and are looking for assistance, Western Health Home Care is for you. Western Health Home Care can provide the in-home care that your parents need, whether they're dealing with a chronic illness or recovering from a hospital stay. Western Health Home Care offers exceptional skilled care for your loved ones. Western Health Home Care works with their doctors and insurance company to make sure that proper rehab and therapy are being followed. Call Western Health Health Home Care and set up a free in-home assessment. They provide everything from companionship and light housekeeping to cooking and assistance with bathing, dressing, and running errands. The best part? Your loved ones can rest easily in the comfort of their own home, which means you can rest assured that your parents, who were always there for you, are in very good hands. Call 619-656-4380. That's 619-656-4380. Or go to westernhealthhomecare.com. Western Health Home Care, where your family is our family.
Are you sick of dating psychos?
I can't wait to eat you. Meet you.
And ugly people? Mm. I was. Until a friend told me about myeternalflame.net. All the men are abdominally rated, and they all have jobs. There's so much man candy there.
But do they have deals on all 10 of the top 10 appliance brands?
No.
That's because only Sears has them all. Hurry in for Sears President's Day event and save up to 30% off appliances.
I want some of that.
This is the top 10 advantage. This is Sears.
Exclusions apply. See store for details. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Offer valid 214 through 223.
Dockers and Coles present Survival Tips with Bear Grylls.
Whatever wild you find yourself in, the right clothes will help you survive. Whether it's a desperate search for food or the equally important need to make sure any first impression is a good one. Surviving a sub-zero mountaintop or the hot glare of your boss reviewing your presentation. If your wild is everyday life, you need Dockers khakis.
Dockers Signature Khaki, now with staying power technology. Available at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Dockers, wear the pants.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Welcome back, ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
Big Mac David McKelvin,
and myself, Ryan White, in studio with us today, Lawrence Kopp, commercial broker here in the area. Larry, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you again.
As well as David Stapleton, senior loan officer.
Thank you very
here
much.
At AmeriFirst Financial.
How long have you been doing this, Dave?
24 years.
I'd say you've got some...
That counts as senior.
Yeah, that's
right?
Senior, I believe.
Senior.
Yeah,
senior. Yeah, that works.
You've been here for the ups and the downs and all highs and lows.
Seen about every market there can be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You've seen some of the banks come and go. And
we've seen a lot of mortgage companies come and go over the years and stuff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So during the break, we were talking about this green certification, green building, and it comes down to this LEED, LEED certification. What does that mean, Larry?
LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. It's a program that's for the most part voluntary, but it's market driven based on third party verification of green buildings, and it's anywhere from individual buildings to homes to entire neighborhoods, communities. It's really taken over real estate development as a whole. And it's the process of really going through the entire building life cycle.
So it's the standard for which people are identifying, is your building green or how green is it?
Right.
And so whether it's building new to meet the certification or renovating old to meet the certification,
exactly.
I would have to guess that everybody isn't doing this because there's an additional cost with building green.
Mm-hmm. There is a cost and there's also a return. So there are benefits of going green.
So what is the – if I'm building a building, what are the additional costs? What percentage should I calculate to make it, so that I'm LEED certified?
I don't have an exact number. It's going to depend on where you're building and who's building the building. But there is going to be a cost because you want to have the mechanics in place – and make sure the site is protected environmentally, so you're looking at water runoff, You're looking at how the building can save water, how, you know, what kind of mechanics you need, you know, from HVAC to a green water system, using wastewater, how you can reuse it, and then also location and on the amenities that you're going to have around your building that make it a green building.
Well, certainly there's additional expense in doing such a thing,
sure.
But one would think that there is some amount of recapture. There's going to be a point in time where in which your capital is going to be, like I said, recaptured, mm-hmm. and perhaps have a lower vacancy rate. In the article you had there, you were quoted in the Union Tribune as saying that there's about a 4% difference in vacancies between green and non-green buildings. Of course, less vacancy in the green buildings. And it seems like a 20% difference in price per square foot, about $2 a square foot non-green, $242 green. When you actually turn around and rent it, that seems like a substantial amount of money.
It is, and that's one benefit of going green. Now, you know, you could also look at the amenities that I was talking about. Green buildings tend to be Class A buildings. You know, they're your superior buildings in San Diego.
Probably newer.
They're usually newer and in areas that are more desirable. You know, in San Diego, you look at UTC, you look at Del Mar Heights, even downtown where buildings, you know, might be green, but they also offer a lot of amenities that are attractive to tenants and the employees that are in them. You know, for instance, if you go to UTC and you look at some of the buildings there that are green, they have a lot of the amenities that people want to have to make their lives easier. Because let's face it, you know, if you're working a long day, you want to be able to walk to a lot of places, you know, restaurants, you want to get your dry cleaning, maybe in childcare. And, you know, there's a cost that companies will pay to be located in those buildings.
So, I mean, what do you mean amenities? Is it that the digital have an electric bill because there's power panels on the top of them? Or?
Well, that's a cost saving. But when you talk about LEED buildings and green buildings, one study that was done showed that employees tend to be healthier. So you can get...
Okay, so what I think you're saying is that instead of jumping in your car and driving somewhere else to get lunch, you're able to walk to where you're going to have lunch, and therefore it's then classified as green in terms of a walk score.
Exactly, and you guys know that from residential, you know, the ability to save, you know, getting in the time of getting in the car, you know, more carbon emissions. You can walk to a lot of the amenities that you need, and hopefully it makes...
I would say that has a lot to do with the building location.
It does.
And so the location of it is also something that plays into obtaining the certification.
That's a huge part in getting certification is the location, and how close it is to mass transit is a huge part.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I envision the certification, I would think that they're using landscaping that requires minimum watering. Maybe they're having solar panels up on the roof or some type of passive solar system. Yeah. Is that what's going on?
Well, solar we're about to see, and that's not necessarily that they're going to put solar on the roofs yet, but buildings are going to start being solar ready, shall we say. So now new construction buildings will probably be solar ready. There's not that much cost that goes into that. But you're right. When it comes to landscaping and reusing water, you know, that's a huge cost savings. And, you know, you look at parking, you know, covered parking is another thing you could have in buildings. So when you get in your car, you don't have to blast the air conditioning. And then you can also put solar on top of parking structures, too. That's another thing.
It's more common,
You'll start to see when you're driving around.
Ends up being the top of the carport as a solar panel.
This is interesting. I see that they're actually expanding the way that they think about the green buildings these days in terms of spilling it over into whether or not someone jumps in their car and it's sat out there in the sun and then they've got to fire it up and use gas to cool it off. I mean, they're looking at the overall aspect of the impact.
And the same thing with buildings, too. It's been studied that a lot of the roofs will emit heat, and you get this urban island, heat island effect that they call it, where you can look at in parts of L.A. where the temperature is actually 2 to 3 degrees higher in certain parts of town where there's a lot of buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And so now you have to look at cool roofs, you know. How are you gonna bring down the temperature of that roof? And some people have even gone as far as putting gardens on top of the roof, which is another interesting, you know, business in itself because you could start planting.
Mm-hmm.
you could start growing. And if you have a restaurant downstairs, they can start growing their foods and fruits
organic
and vegetables
stuff,
upstairs,
yeah.
making organic. Now you don't have to have a delivery service bring in your fruits and vegetables. You walk upstairs and get the food you need.
Well, it does, certainly does seem to be the movement in the marketplace going more and more with this green, and not only in commercial but residential also.
Absolutely.
It seems like the way – and I think the more we go down that road, the smaller the difference will be between the green and the non-green as more resources are devoted to – creating the green materials and green building standards that will become more and more common, and actually it'll become cheaper to create a building.
Bring it on. I need it to be cheaper.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to go out there and get that big payment for a solar panel system just to offset the payment of your electricity bill?
And in California, you know, we're a pretty green state. You know, we have Cal Green and we have Title 24. These are all mandates that we're going to have to become greener. Mm-hmm. So it's not so much a choice anymore by us. We're going to have to start looking at what we have to do to become green.
Yeah, we're starting to see that more and more often. In fact, we just listed a property in Escondido. It's got $30,000 worth of solar panels on it. They have zero electricity bill. In fact, they get a check from SEG&E because of that. So, I mean, it's starting to show up.
It's out there.
Yep.
We're on with Larry Kopp, commercial broker, talking about green and sustainable building. This is the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. When we come back, we're going to dive even deeper.
Here we go.
90% financing and 100% USDA loan. When we come back.
Thank you.
Today's the day for you to take the Kramer Insurance Challenge. If you think you have good insurance, then today you're going to get paid for it. Carlos Kramer and Kramer Insurance will give you a $25 Starbucks gift card today if they can't get you a better price or more coverage. I got both when I took the Kramer Insurance Challenge, lower price and more coverage. We're talking about auto, home, life, workers' comp, and any business policies as well. Simply call 888-214-8885. That's 888-214-8885. Not only do you have nothing to lose, but you are guaranteed to have something to gain. Either you will get better, cheaper insurance with a trusted local provider, or you will get a $25 gift card to Starbucks. Just call 888-214-8885 and take the Kramer Insurance Challenge today. That's 888-214-8885, 888-214-8885. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, over 90 million people in the United States own mutual funds. It makes me wonder how many of these people have read all the fine print associated with those investments. The good news is, you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. Let me introduce you to Dan Osgood. Dan is willing to do a free risk cost analysis for any investment portfolio you have. This free analysis will find all the hidden fees and uncover the missing money from your investments. If you have a retirement account or a bond portfolio of any kind, call the helpline today and get a free analysis so you can find out how much these investments are really costing you. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Most people don't think they're paying any fees at all, but trust me, you definitely are. The question is, how much? Dan will tell you this for free, and he'll also give you a risk analysis snapshot so you can find out if you're taking on more risk than you should be. Just call the helpline today at 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Do you have negative items on your credit report that you'd like to clean up? Hi, Mr. Credit here. I've helped thousands of people clean up their credit reports and improve their credit scores over the years. It all starts with some good and honest advice. I recently created the Credit Repair Helpline, so when you're ready to get serious about improving your credit score and cleaning up your credit report, you have a resource on your side that you know you can trust. Talk to a certified credit expert today by going to MrCreditRadio.com or call the helpline, 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. Everyone can have good credit, no matter how bad you think it is now. With the proper knowledge and time on your side, everyone can have 750 credit score. Email me through MrCreditRadio.com or call the Credit Repair Helpline at 800-525-1349. That's 800-525-1349. 800-525-1349. 1349.
Don't miss the hottest new show in San Diego, Mortgage Hunters USA. Tim Conway Jr. takes listeners on a home buying adventure weekly. Don't miss the massive new hit show, Mortgage Hunters USA, Saturday mornings at 9 on ESPN 1700. Brought to you by New American Funding.
It is no secret that I love McDonald's Chicken McNuggets. Crispy on the outside, made with tender, juicy white meat on the inside. But what I love the most is sharing my McNuggets with the ladies. I could never choose just one with whom to share. And with the 40-piece McNuggets for only $8.99, I do not have to. Ladies? Wait, where are you going?
To McDonald's. To get our own 40-piece.
They only loved me for my Chicken McNuggets.
A 40-piece Chicken McNuggets for just $8.99. Crispy, golden brown, and made with white meat. It's everyday value you can't resist. Only at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Excuse me, señorita. Would you like to,
No.
No, okay.
McDonald's $1.49 Filet-O-Fish Fridays are back. Get the famous Filet-O-Fish sandwich with creamy tartar sauce, melted American cheese, and crispy fish filet served on a soft steamed bun for just $1.49. Available every Friday for only $1.49 at participating McDonald's for a limited time. I'm loving it.
Introducing the new Captain Morgan Black Spiced Rum, a darker, bolder spiced rum. Its rich flavor boasts hints of ominous spices with sinister undertones of blackened oak for a deliciously smooth finish. It's the Captain at his darkest. So step into the black with a new Captain Morgan Black Spiced Rum for a taste of a darker, bolder spiced rum and a night more interesting.
Raise your glass always in moderation. Caribbean rum with select spices and natural flavors. 47.3% ABV. Captain Morgan Rum Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
To win the Capital One Cup and be the best in men's and women's college sports, you've got to lay it all on the line. Every play, every game, in every sport. Teams are battling it out for NCAA Division I championships, $400,000 in student-athlete scholarships, and the Capital One Cup trophy. Check the standings on CapitalOneCup.com to follow your school in the race to become the best in college sports and earn bragging rights all year long.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Welcome back to AM 1700 ESPN. We are on the line here with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, Big Mac, David McKelvin here. Larry Kopp, commercial broker here with us, talking about condo conversions, talking about being green in today's environment, and Dave Stapleton,
that's correct,
senior loan officer with AmeriFirst Financial, talking about 100% financing, talking about this USDA loan, and talking about this benefits of doing a one first and second combo,
correct,
getting rid of some of that PMI or even just dropping your payment.
Well, the first benefit of the combo loan is to avoid PMI, but there's other uses for it. One of the ways that I've been using it is if somebody's, let's say, sitting on a $550,000 loan, okay, they want to take advantage of the lower interest rates, so we do a 417 first
trustee for them,
get them the low rate, and do a HELOC on the back end.
Well, let's back up a second, okay. And you're saying some numbers there, and so 417, that's the top
417, it is the maximum conforming rate between 417 and 546-250, at least here in San Diego County, is what we call the high balance conforming loan, okay?
And what we mean by that is that the premium interest rates that we're talking about,
right,
like the three percenters,
right,
all the way back to zero to $417,500, right?
That 417, is that's conforming.
417, that's the conforming threshold.
Correct.
So if you've got a loan that's, say, $500,000, you don't do this 80-10-10 deal, this 80% first, 10% second, 10% down, then it's likely that your interest rate is a jumbo rate all the way back to zero.
If you're above the 546-250, that's correct, okay? That's why you have the high balance conforming loan levels too. You're still backed by Fannie Mae. You still get the lower rates, okay? But you've got a little bit of expansion, or you can go up a little bit more in the market, okay? The goal is not to put somebody into a loan above 546, 250, because then they do go into the jumbo rates, and then it's, you know, almost a point differential in between.
Well, in a lot of cases, it's hard not to do that in San Diego County because, you know, housing's expensive around here.
With this program, let's say you're buying $1 million house, okay? Down payment requirement's 25%. So we do a 546, 250 first, put the rest of it on a HELOC. You've got somebody in. They don't have a jumbo rate, but they've got a jumbo, you know, loan in essence.
So what you're saying is that you do a $250,000 down.
Correct.
And then
546, 250.
546, 250 on the first, which is the threshold to jumbo light.
Exactly. That's what Ryan calls it. Yeah, that's the high balance conforming.
High balance conforming, okay. Which gets you the good interest rate.
Correct.
And then you do the second mortgage.
The HELOC for where the remainder.
$200,000 HELOC.
Right.
Concurrent close.
Right.
And the blended payment is obviously lower, and you're avoiding, well, you wouldn't have PMI here.
But the blended payment's lower than if you went with the jumbo rate.
Right.
That's the effect, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Makes sense. Okay. And it's, I guess, unique because we saw that a lot 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it disappeared. There was no such thing as a HELOC for many, many years in the past.
Yeah.
And now it's coming back with one lender, one guy out there doing HELOCs?
Honestly, I only know of one or two that are doing the HELOC seconds at this time.
So maybe we should say what a HELOC is. It's a home equity line of credit.
Okay, uh-huh. Where it's a 30-year term, okay? For the first 10 years, it's an interest-only payment. Whatever you pay down on that amount, mm-hmm. that balance, you can reuse. And then after the 10 years is up, then it becomes a straight rate, you know, principal and interest payment that you're going to pay out for the remaining of the term.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about a purchase scenario, but what about a refinance scenario when perhaps my appraisal doesn't come in, that I don't have an 80% loan to value with respect to refinancing my first?
I can give you an example of that right now. I have one client, his appraisal came in $8,000 short of 80%. Okay, so what I'm going to turn around and do is instead of, I was hoping to get the 80% first trust deed for him. Not going to be able to do that, so we're going to do an 80% first loan, and whatever's remaining, I'll put it into that home equity line of credit. So he's, again, still avoids PMI, still gets the low interest rates.
Is it easy to get these HELOCs now?
On the HELOC, there are requirements. You do have to have a 720 FICO score, a credit score. That's a requirement. And then the second thing is that the combined debt ratio that you have cannot be over 45%.
Okay. Well, let's go back to this scenario one more time. Okay. And you said it was $8,000 under being 80% or over being 80%.
Correct.
Why is 80% important? And what does that mean? Loan to value ratio has to be 80% or less.
To avoid having private mortgage insurance.
Got it.
To avoid having PMI.
Okay. So your client was on the cusp, so to speak, of being able to qualify to not have PMI.
That's correct. And in this case, he kind of liked it because he was able to draw. He can go up to 90% total on the loan to value. So he was able to draw a little bit more money to pay off some credit card debt and stuff like that. So he used it to his advantage.
The second, mm-hmm. the home equity line of credit, he could take a whole another 10% out. He used a portion of that 10% to pay off the $8,000 and had a little bit more left over.
You're right on. That's correct.
Well, David, since you've been in the business over 20 years and you've seen interest rates, you know, up to double digits, you bought a house, it was 18%, and you've seen all these banks come and go and all these loan programs come and mm-hmm. go. You know, it seems to me that when the economy got super hot and people were getting money, they was like you could just call the bank and on your way into work, you'd have a line of credit before you got
That's correct.
Because they were just giving them out with these just not even drive-by appraisals, right?
Correct.
And, you know, now we're starting to see the economy's recovering. Let's just say that we could feel it recovering, right? Mm-hmm. And home values are coming up. They say 13%. San Diego County's gone up 13% year over year. And loan programs are starting to get easier and easier because these bankers are sitting back there and they're thinking to themselves, hey, wait a second. You know, here's opportunity. We can offer this loan program, which, you know, we'll get busy all of a sudden. We'll make some money.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they are opening some programs, but the requirements to qualify for the loan,
They're
stricter than they have been in 20 years, 15 years at least. They're back to the old standards. Documenting income, you know, where's the money going in and out of your checking account? Where's it from? Where's the deposit from? Very critical about movement of money in the transaction anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We have to document it very well.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
Well, you know, that's what I like about working with somebody like yourself. right? Because what you do is you take the scenario knowing everything you need to know about all the different loan programs and, you know, this one and that one and how it works. And, you know, this, like you said, you had this fella that has evidently the credit that would be required for that $8,000 mm-hmm. home equity line of credit. And you could see exactly how you need to package that program in order to submit it and get approved.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So, you know, that's exactly what we're talking about here, just trying to figure out a way to save you money, to give you the edge, to give you the knowledge that you can use. In fact, I see a lot of people out there that don't realize that they can refinance. They say, you know, my house values, you know, I'm upside down or something like that. But I got to say, you know, we're finding more and more a lot of people out there that don't realize that they can do it, can.
Well, with, yeah, and the values have come up. I've seen more refis come to, you know, onto the table in the last 2 months than I've seen in the last 6 months previously. Values are coming up. And even with this program that we're talking about, even if you only get to the 90% loan to value, they still have an opportunity to take advantage of the lower rates that are still available.
Yeah, we're talking with Dave Stapleton here, Senior Loan Officer with AmeriFirst Financial. You know, we're talking about saving you money, and we're going to take a break here really quick. But before we do, give us a call. The hotline is 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. If you've got any questions about this 80-10-10 program or how to get rid of PMI, or even if you're going to qualify for some of these programs, when we come back, we're going to talk about this USDA loan.
Okay.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154. Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he's someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. Or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829. 494-6829.
Your engine cylinder head must babysit a mob of angry pumping cylinders. And though getting punched in the face a million times a day, it does not complain. It's not the whiny sort.
but after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. But you won't see that in a grumpy status update. That's just not how a cylinder head rolls. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hi, Tom Baudette. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. The NCAA Basketball Committee is going to have a difficult job putting together the bracket this year for the 68-team tournament field that will be unveiled on March 17th. Picking four number one seeds won't be easy because there are about 10 teams that are very good, none that are great. The same will be true of the last five teams in, just not enough good teams. Of course, every year the committee claims it has the toughest job since Moses parted the Red Sea, so much so that they insist on absolute secrecy while they deliberate. Okay, Moses had some help, but remember, we now live in a country where murder trials are on live TV, but the NCAA Basketball Committee can't let anyone from the media observe them at work. Makes you wonder if the work is really all that hard. Makes you laugh when they insist there are no politics involved in their selections. I'm John Feinstein.
When your battery goes dead, everything comes to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts will help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700. Your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, Big Mac, David McKelvin, ESPN here. We are live with Lawrence Kopp, the commercial real estate broker. Welcome, Lauren. Larry. And also David Stapleton, senior loan officer with AmeriFirst Financial. Welcome, David.
Thank you very much.
You know, we were talking a little bit before the break about this USDA loan, and you got it. It sounds just like it. It is a, it's like a farmer's loan, right?
Well, it's their USDA is for rural properties. So basically, you're going to be looking in areas where the population density is not as great as like in Carlsbad or Encinitas. It's going to be, you know, Valley Center, Bonsall, Fallbrook, you know, out towards Temecula and those areas.
Well, you've got a density map, right? Yeah. So you, what we're really talking about doing is when someone's out there thinking, do I want, am I buying a property in an area that has the density requirements to do this USDA, which is 100% financing? It's just one of those niches that you're aware of.
Correct.
That other people might not know of that could save them money. I mean, you were telling us a story about someone got into a house for $300.
Well, actually, I had a client that was looking. They're a young couple, first-time buyers. Didn't mind going out to Fallbrook. They wanted a house. They didn't want to live in a condo. I shared with them the program. They went in, went to the website, the USDA website, started, you know, punching in addresses that they were looking at, you know, addresses of houses that they were looking at, found this one, made an offer on it, and were able to negotiate also a seller credit for the closing costs. So after the seller giving them the credit for the closing costs and the 100% financing feature of the loan, they basically were able to get in for $300 into the house.
Yeah, and I mean, some of the benefits of what we're talking about here with this USDA loan is 100% financing.
Correct.
And factored in a lower private mortgage insurance factor here?
Just like FHA, there's a funding fee or the upfront mortgage premium that gets financed. But unlike FHA, the monthly factor, the private mortgage factor of the USDA loan is considerably less, like 0.3% versus 1.25% on an FHA loan.
So it's better than FHA.
Oh, way better. Yeah, yeah.
Right. And if you're just tuning in, we're talking with David Stapleton here, the Senior Loan Officer with AmeriFirst Financial, and you've got questions about whether or not your property falls in that density map that we're talking about to see if it does qualify for this program, even if it's just to get that lower PMI factor. Give us a call. We're at 888-551-2593. Again, that's the number, 888-551-2593. So now, with this USDA loan, do you have to raise livestock on your property?
Nope. Actually, you'll be surprised at how many of the houses that are eligible for these properties. And, you know, right now I'm basically talking about the 15 corridor out through Temecula, Wildomar, Murrieta. There are tons of houses that are tract homes that are eligible for the USDA program.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with the size of the land, how many acres, if it's got a vineyard on it or avocados or trees or whatever. It's more just where it's at density-wise and population. Yeah, exactly.
You don't need to rent a cow.
No, that's right. Correct. And you don't need to grow grapes or anything like that.
Yeah. Now, you know, one of these things that we talked to earlier about with these first-time buyers that are making these offers that are in some cases lower than the asking price. And I mean, I get it, right? I mean, trying to save money when they're out there making these offers on properties. But with this low inventory right now and all of the cash buyers that are out there, you know, we're seeing, like you said, Larry, in San Alejo, what's going on over there?
San Alejo is, you know, they have 4 new home developments. And in January, they sold 19 new homes. That's new homes, not resales. The inventory is going way down in San Alejo. They're seeing the prices go up. You know, one development, Altair, they already purchased more land to build a second phase of their development, and they've already increased their prices over $100,000 from where
there was an award given, right? Because they were like the highest selling area in all of San Diego County or something like that.
Yeah, the market's just been really tremendous in San Alejo, because if you look at where you're located, you know, you're 3 miles east of Carlsbad. And then you look at the price per square foot. If you look at the home value,
easily $50,000 less.
Easily, if not more. But you know, the problem is the inventory. You know, if you look in La Costa Oaks, which is pretty close by, there's almost nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's coming down to I need to find out. You know, some people are starting to do that.
Yeah, I'll drive the extra
5 minutes. Oh, it's an extra 5 minutes.
Good schools.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Good community. Very family oriented. Let's just do this. You know, I just want to get a house and get in.
Well, the days of the lowball offers, I think, are gone. They definitely are. I mean, when a property goes on the market these days, there are 10, 15 offers on the property within
right
the first day that it hits
the
MLS.
It depends on the price point.
Well, it does. Yeah. But again, too, what I'm seeing with my buyers that I'm working with is that they're still under that mindset that, you know, we're going to make an offer $50,000 under what the price is or the list price is. And they're getting overbid by cash buyers, and the property's gone.
Yeah.
So my recommendation to my buyers is, you know, the interest rates are still low. Bid competitively on the property. Get a property for yourself, because the longer you wait, the rates are going to go up, and then you're going to end up basically in the same spot that you are now.
Well, like we were talking about earlier, right, with the interest rate factor being so low.
Right.
And when you purchased your house, 30 years ago, and it was $80,000, and the
16%,
interest, 16%, right? I mean, the payment is the same as a $300,000 house now because of that interest rate factor. That it could just be that once you get in that property in a few years, let's just say interest rates go up a little bit,
right,
that you're thankful that you have to have a property because your payment's really low.
Exactly. And that's the other important thing about just a sidebar of having and getting pre-approved when you're starting to look for a property. Waiting and finding a property and then trying to get pre-approved is not the time to do it. Plan your process out.
Right.
Go find somebody, get not pre-qualified, not over the phone, just talking to somebody, but give somebody your documentation, get pre-approved so that when your realtor goes out and makes the offer for you, they're standing there with a credit-approved loan.
Yeah.
That the seller can accept.
So, I mean, in fact, I would say that a good contact for that would be you. right? Because
I've
you've been in business
that
over,
all day long.
Over 20 years,
exactly.
Right? And you've seen the ups and the downs. You know the different programs that are out there. You know all these little niches that you could get into. You can plug a property into a certain density map to see if it qualifies for that USDA loan to save them that PMI if they're going to go that route.
Right.
I mean, you're getting people into houses in some cases for $300. That's incredible.
It's just important to know the products. You're right.
The helpline, 888-551-2593, 888-551-2593. I want to say thanks to both our guests, Larry Kopp, commercial broker.
Thank you.
Dave Stapleton, senior loan officer.
Thank you very much,
Ameriffirst Financial.
Appreciate it.
We'll be back on Thursday. Talk to you then.
See you then.